Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's news collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Lauren Tucker, and Paige Lang. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. To start us off, in a message from the City of Kingston, help shape Kingston's future. The City of Kingston is embarking on a journey towards 2051. With our community expected to grow to 220,000 people over the next 25 years, we need new visionary plans for land use and mobility. To help us get there, the city will be creating a new official plan and a new integrated mobility plan. Laura Flaherty, project manager with planning services at the City of Kingston, states, quote, "For the first time in the city's history, we are completing both of these plans at the same time. These are two substantial and foundational policy projects that will determine how the city grows and moves as we develop during the next quarter century," end quote. Matt Cousin, manager of transportation policy and programs at the city, states, quote, "Completing these plans at the same time is a unique opportunity for our city. How we choose to get around depends on where we live and where we need to go. Likewise, growth can be directed to areas where future transportation improvements are planned," end quote. As part of this process, the city is forming a community advisory group to provide input over the course of the projects. The group will be composed of people who reflect the varied experiences and identities that make up our city to ensure a diverse set of voices are consulted and included. If you would like to learn more, please read the application materials and submit your application before August 9th at 11:55 p.m. These are available at the City of Kingston's website. The official plan work will begin this summer, with the integrated mobility plan kicking off later this fall. Both plans are expected to be completed mid to late 2026. Between now and then, there will be many other additional opportunities to provide input. To learn more and stay updated, visit the project page and subscribe to receive information about future events, documents, and other notices. That project page is available at getinvolved.cityofkingston.ca. In another message from the City of Kingston, City of Kingston celebrates remarkable volunteers with annual civic awards. Seven outstanding community volunteers are being recognized with the City of Kingston's esteemed Civic Awards. These annual awards celebrate residents who generously donate their time to the community in culture, heritage, recreation, sports, health, education, environment, safety, or business. The city is honored to celebrate these recipients of the 2024 Civic Awards. The first Capital Distinguished Citizen goes to Yeska Rivera Belsham. Honorable Achievement goes to Matt Doublestein, as well as Marola and Saeed De Hampton. For Youth Volunteerism, Arzoy Bajwa, Daniel Wang, and Leanne Paquette. Mayor Brian Patterson states, quote, "This year's ceremony is particularly special because it marks 25 years of the Civic Awards. These award recipients, though they donate their time to different causes, share something in common. They demonstrate what it means to go above and beyond for others. Their kindness and generosity ripple through the community, enhancing the quality of life for those around them. Congratulations to all, and thank you for all you do," end quote. To learn more about the Civic Awards and this year's recipients, you can visit cityofkingston.ca/awards. Award recipients will be celebrated at a ceremony during the July 9th City Council meeting. Watch the City of Kingston social media channels for updates recognizing each recipient and their significant contributions to the community. In a message from the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, KFPL launches public consultation for Patron Code of Conduct Policy Update. KFPL is engaging in a comprehensive review and update of its Patron Code of Conduct Policy this summer. This process will benefit all library users by ensuring that the updated policy reflects the community's diverse needs and values. Laura Carter, Chief Librarian, states, quote, "Our mission at KFPL is to build and support community by creating inclusive spaces, services, and collections that advance literacies and invite people to innovate, learn, explore, and connect. Updating our Patron Code of Conduct policy is crucial to this mission. By involving the community in this process, we aim to ensure that our library remains a vibrant and welcoming place for everyone," end quote. The library is committed to providing safe and welcoming spaces, and the Patron Code of Conduct policy helps ensure spaces remain comfortable and inclusive. Community feedback from the survey and engagement sessions will inform updates to the Patron Code of Conduct policy and help the library make data-informed decisions on an important policy that impacts its mission to be a space of learning, connection, and exploration. The update will also consider health and safety requirements for staff and library patrons. To contribute, community members are encouraged to take the KFPL Patron Code of Conduct Policy Survey. The data collected from this survey will be reviewed by the KFPL Code of Conduct Working Group and will inform potential changes to the policy. Participants will be entered into a voluntary random draw for a $50 gift card to their coffee shop of choice. In-branch pop-up engagement sessions will also offer drop-in opportunities to discuss the policy update with KFPL staff. Drop-ins will be on Tuesday, July 9th from 12 to 2 p.m. at the Rideau Heights branch and Wednesday, July 10th from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. at the Isabel Turner branch. The first draft of the updated policy will be reviewed at a library board meeting in September. Further engagement on the draft policy is planned for October, and final approval is anticipated at a library board meeting in November. KFPL will post updates on its website, social media channels, and in the Engage newsletter to keep the community informed about the project's progress. For more information or to share thoughts directly, email engage@kfpl.ca. Last week, PSPC shared another update on the LaSalle Causeway closure. The update reads as following. PSPC would like to provide an update on the LaSalle Causeway closure following the most recent public notices issued on June 4th, 5th, and 20th. On June 20th, 2024, PSPC issued a public notice indicating that the LaSalle Causeway was fully open for marine navigation. With the navigation channel now open, PSPC is currently focusing efforts on completing analysis and developing options to reinstate access for vehicles, cyclists, and pedestrians through a temporary bridge solution. PSPC appreciates the impacts of the closure of the LaSalle Causeway to vehicular traffic. These impacts include restricted access to downtown Kingston and broader commuting delays that will be further exacerbated in the late summer and early fall. In collaboration with the City of Kingston, PSPC is actively evaluating options to reinstate vehicular and pedestrian traffic while continuing to accommodate marine traffic. The chosen solution and associated timelines, once determined, will be communicated in a future public notice. In the interim, PSPC expects that the Marine Navigation Channel will remain open to marine traffic. This is subject to any required works on the existing structure that may necessitate a temporary closure, in which case a public notice will be issued in advance to advise the public. PSPC remains committed to protecting the safety of Canadians through ongoing investments in its infrastructure. More information will be shared as it becomes available. Users are encouraged to consult their public notices and social media channels for updates. Once again, that was the latest update directly from PSPC on the LaSalle Causeway. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Lauren Tucker with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks so much, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for today. From July 8th to 13th, the Ground Up Dance Festival, Kingston's only professional dance festival, returns for its third year, featuring Unmoored by Order of Canada recipient Peggy Baker, as well as six dance pieces by local artists, classes, and an opening night party at Musiki Cafe, which features a panel about local collaborative dance. Admission to classes and performances varies, and some pay-what-you-can options are available, and you can visit groundupdancefestival.ca for more information. You can also tune in to this past week's Kingston Curator for an interview with festival producer Camille Spencer and featured dancers Shanique Pert and Chanel Williams if you're looking for more. Right now at the Union Gallery is the summer exhibition The Garden of Forbidden Fruits and Laws of Cosmic Consciousness by Kelby James in the Project Room, running from now until July 27th. This mixed media installation features screen prints, textiles, and found objects, and this work aims to illuminate queer psychedelic experiences through rich visual language and material process. The Union Gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday and it is free to peruse, and for more information you can visit uniongallery.queensu.ca. On now at Modern Fuel Art Gallery are several summer exhibitions. In the Window Gallery is Bag Belly Box House by Joy Wong, which features textile works created from kombucha and explores the materialism of culture and reflects ideas of nourishment and preservation, motherlands, and predicaments of care. In the State of Flux Gallery is The In-Between by Laura Lewis, a figurative painting exhibition featuring renderings of two SLGBTQ+ artists, featuring four large-scale paintings that are a part of a larger body of work, exploring psychosexuality, queerness, melancholy, identity, and community. In the main gallery is Playful Encounters, featuring multiple works from Modern Fuel members. These exhibitions run until July 20th, and Modern Fuel is open for you to peruse Tuesday through Saturday. These exhibitions run until July 20th. Modern Fuel is located in the TET Center and is open for you to peruse Tuesday through Saturday. And for more, you can visit modernfuel.org. Tickets for this year's Theatre Kingston Fringe Festival went on sale on June 20th, and the full lineup has now been announced. This year's festival runs 11 days from August 1st to 11th across three venues and includes 18 shows. Single show tickets and dash passes are now available at kingstongrand.ca. And to learn more about Fringe and all the uncensored, uncurated, and unboring shows hitting the festival this year, you can visit Theatre Kingston. This Tuesday, July 9th, and every summer Tuesday, you can head on down to Springer Market Square for Salsa in the Square. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., enjoy a free beginner class, and then hit the open dance floor until 10 p.m. Also in Springer Market Square every Wednesday summer evening, enjoy Swingin' Summer, a live music throwback to the era of romantic, joyful, and jazzy songs from 7 to 8 p.m. And every summer Friday evening, Springer Market Square hosts Kickin' It Country from 7 to 8 p.m., featuring live local country. For more on these events, visit downtownkingston.ca. Registration for summer term programming at the Kingston School of Art is now open, including programs for youth and adults, as well as workshops and summer camps. Coming up in July is adult programming like Exploring Realism with Charcoal, Realism in Oil, Shading 101, Intro to Printmaking, Intermediate Print Space, Intro to Sculpture, and Paper Mache Sculpture. Youth programs include Drawing Fundamentals and Intro to Sculpture. For more information and to register, visit ksoa.info. And every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in four more rounds of trivia, whether you're going it solo or in a team with clips, questions, and more. The winning team walks away at the end of the night with a $50 gift card and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square in Springer Market Square on Thursday summer evenings, and the full lineup has now been announced. This week, on July 11th, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning starts at dusk. And this summer you can mark your calendars for Barbie on July 18th, The Italian Job on July 25th, A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now and bring your blankets, chairs, and bug spray to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. And coming up at the screening room, you can catch these special screenings of Pulp Fiction on July 9th, 10th, and 11th, Reality Bites on July 12th, 16th, and 18th as part of the Alternative 90s series, and a Cinema Society of Kingston screening of Now and Then on July 14th. There's also new arrivals and special screenings all the time, so be sure to check back at screeningroomkingston.com for all of your cinema adventures. That's all I've got for you today on Arts Desk. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Monday, July 8th, 2024. Over the next month, we will be providing an in-depth preview of the upcoming 2024-2025 OUA football season, starting at the bottom of the standings and working our way up. Today, we will be discussing the York Lions. The York Lions are entering the 2024 OUA football season at rock bottom. Over the last 2 years, York has scored 84 total points across 16 games and surrendered 919 points, going 1-15 during that stretch. And it should be noted, the sole victory on York's record was a forfeit victory over McMaster due to the use of an ineligible player by the Marauders. 2023 was a particularly rough year for the Lions, who finished with a league-worst record of 0-8 and a historically bad negative 518-point differential, putting them in rarefied air for not just U Sports, but all-time North American records for football futility. This York team did have some outstanding players on the roster, including Jason Janvier-Messier, who was drafted 33rd overall in the CFL draft by the Calgary Stampeders, and all-Canadian kick returner Alfred Olay, who is one of the fastest players in Canada. The main issue afflicting the York Lions was coaching, or lack thereof, as they had two interim head coaches working simultaneously. There was no unified voice at the top of the team, and you could tell by the way they played on the field. Thankfully for the Lions, that main issue of coaching has been rectified as they hired Dexter Janke as the 12th head coach in program history. Dexter Janke has a brother, Jacob Janke, who played for the Lions between 2015 and 2019. Dexter Janke, for what it's worth, was a member of the 2019 Grey Cup champion Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and he looks to instill a whole new culture within the York football team. In addition to this coaching philosophy change, the Lions have also changed their recruiting philosophy, targeting older players and transfers, meaning the York roster has been completely overhauled from 2023. This is likely a good thing, as although York did have a couple standout athletes, overall team depth was quite weak. The coaching and culture changes will take time to pay dividends. Don't expect to see York winning many, if any, games in 2024, but I do expect them to remain competitive with any and every team they play, including the Queens Gaels. The Lions and the Gaels will play on Saturday, September 7th in a rematch of a game where Queens set new program records for points scored, rushing yards, and rushing touchdowns. Don't expect York to pull off an upset, but I do expect them to give the Gaels a better game than they did in 2023. This is Jesse Bell signing off and leaving you with the preview for the Queens York clash, which you can catch right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. On Saturday, September 7th, the Queens Gaels will host the York Lions at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Last year, Queens walked into York Stadium and left with a resounding, historic victory. But this is not the same program we saw 1 year ago. A new era is dawning at York University. A new coach, new players, and new culture has restored the roar. A team that once fought just to survive is once again playing with pride. Now the Lions will look to even the score. Can York record their first ever victory against the Gaels? Or will Queens continue their royal rule over the Lions? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca to catch all the bone-crunching action. 2:45 pregame show, 3 p.m. kickoff. We hope to see you there.
This is Christina coming in with your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting clear skies with a low of 20 degrees. Tomorrow on Tuesday, July 9th, we're expecting sunny skies early in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers late in the morning and in the afternoon. We also have a risk of thunderstorm in the afternoon. Winds will be around 20 kilometers per hour in the afternoon. We have a high of 29 degrees, and with Humidex, that's going to feel like 36. UV index is 9 or very high. Tuesday night, we'll have cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 20. On Wednesday, the 10th of July, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 25. Wednesday night, periods of rain with a low of 20. On Thursday, we'll have periods of rain with a high of 26, and Thursday night, cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 19. Finally, finishing off the week, on Friday, July 12th, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 28. Friday night, we'll have cloudy periods with a low of 19. That wraps up your CFRC weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC weekly traffic report. Now it's time for your weekly traffic report for this evening. Pavement rehabilitations will take place along Highway 401 between Westbrook Road to beyond the Highway 15 overpass and on the Sir John A. McDonald overpass. This work will consist of various lane and ramp closures over the next several months. Highway 401 westbound at Sydenham Road off-ramp, expect a lane and ramp closure during the following dates and times. Tonight, July 8th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. July 9th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. July 10th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. and July 11th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is still fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures to look out for, Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert, closed until December 31st to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th, closed until September 1st for a buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street at Plaster Arms to north end of King, closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. Road will be open to local traffic. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, closed until September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. And finally, University Avenue, Union to Earl, is still closed for the Queen's JDUT project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway. Work is expected to conclude in late December of 2024. No more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. Please be advised that the upper level of the Robert Bruce Memorial garage will be closed on Tuesday, July 9th and Wednesday, July 10th for maintenance. The Chown Memorial Garage, located at 197 Brock Street, and Hanson Memorial Garage, located at 105 Brock Street, are good alternative locations. The lower section of the Robert Bruce Garage will remain open. In other delays, Bath Road, concession to Queen Mary, expect delays until July 22nd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day to accommodate roadway crack rehabilitation. Bay Ridge Drive, Princess to Taylor Kidd, expect delays while a contractor completes phase 2 of the Bay Ridge Drive active transportation upgrades. For project details, you can visit getinvolvedkingston.ca. Gardner's Road, at Centennial and Creekford, expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. For project details, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence. Expect a lane closure to complete enhanced flood protection at Abbeydon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. The lane closure will be controlled by a temporary traffic signal. For project details, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. King Street, Morton to Ellerbeck. Expect a lane closure July 11th from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. for City of Kingston forestry crews to prune a tree. Sir John and McDonald Boulevard, Union to Princess, expect delays until July 22nd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day to accommodate roadway crack rehabilitation. That wraps up your traffic report for this evening, and next up is Paige Lang with your concerts and events calendar for this week.
It's time for CFRC's concert and events calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through CFRC.ca today. On Monday, July 8th, as part of the Cove Inn's monthly musical residency, listen and enjoy the musical stylings of Nolan Hubbard as he whisks you away on a journey of pop soul with honest lyrics. The show runs from 5 to 8 p.m. and admission is by donation. Join Cuaro as they blend flamenco and Turkish music with Arabic and Balkan influences at the Hotel Wolf Island. The show runs from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. and admission is $25. Join the 20-year-old tradition of gathering at Newlands Pavilion in McDonald Park for summer swing dancing. The dancing goes from 6 to 8 p.m. The event is for all ages and skill levels and free to attend. On Tuesday, July 9th, Tom Savage and friends light up the club at the RCHA from 4 to 7 p.m. with Tom's Tuesday Happy Hour Jam. The event is free to attend. Enjoy the music. Grit and Grime Promotions presents Upon a Burning Body, Until I Wake, Of Virtue, and More at the Mansion this Tuesday. For $35, bang your head to metal and punk all night long. The show starts at 6:30 p.m. Have a song you want to try out or enjoy the local talent that Kingston has to offer? If so, grab a drink at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar for open mic. The jam runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and the event is free to attend. Stabback Music Studio presents Art and Music Camp for kids ages 6 to 12. Students learn how to sketch, paint, and draw, as well as create music on various instruments. The sessions are at the Spire downtown, and camp days run from 9 to 4:30 p.m. For more dates and prices, go to thespirekingston.org. On Thursday, July 11th, be a friend of the devil with the China Cat Riders. Sway, dance, and sing to your favorite Grateful Dead covers from 7 to 10 p.m. at Hotel Wolf Island. Admission is free. The Mansion welcomes you for an event hosting many of your favorite Kingston bands and singer-songwriters such as Les Ismore, Emily Steele and the Deal, Frank Ryan, and more. Doors at 7 p.m. The event is $15 to attend. Come to the 3rd Annual Taxi Community Barbecue for delicious food, good tunes, and to celebrate community. The barbecue is on Division Street and runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's an event you don't want to miss. Who doesn't love a romantic movie outdoors? This Thursday at Springer Market Square, watch 90s rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You. The movie starts when the sun goes down, and don't forget extra cash for popcorn and drinks. On Friday, July 12th, the Club at the RCHA with KBS presents the Fade Kings, bringing you soulful R&B, classic rock, and smooth jazz for just $15. Enjoy the show from 8 to 11 p.m. Enjoy soft melodic folk with Smith Falls brother duo The Family Name at the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. this Friday. Admission is by donation. The Mansion hosts Freddie Freeloader, third time to charm an intro bang for a night of rock and roll inspired tunes from 9 to 12 a.m. Tickets are $15 at the door. Join Tegan McLaren for Kickin' It Country in Springer Market Square. Put on your cowboy boots and swing by 7 to 8 p.m. Friday night. This event is free. At the Toucan this Friday night, solo guitarist Quentin Cautry is playing an acoustic set that is sure to get your toes tapping. The show is 5 to 8 p.m. and free to attend. Swing by the Fresh Food Market at the YMCA for produce and pre-made food from the local chefs of Kingston. The market runs from 9:30 to 12:30 p.m. and is free to attend and for all ages. Practice your best Waylon Jennings songs and come to the Buckle this Friday night for country karaoke. The event is 19+ and runs from 9 to 12 a.m. Also swing by Daft Karaoke for a couple pints and some fun. The event is 9 to 12 p.m. as well and is free cover. On Saturday, July 13th, swing by Confederation Park for Latin-inspired tunes with Django's Kitchen, Oscar Bosax, and Mauricio and the Latin Beat Band. The music runs from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and the event is for all ages. Grab a bite and enjoy the show at the Creekside Bar and Grill. Big Fat Horn Band is bringing you that brassy sound for just $35. The show starts at 5 p.m. Get your groove on with Nyson and Matt Almeida this Saturday at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar. Enjoy a drink and watch the show from 8 to 11 p.m. Admission is $15. Dust off your cowboy boots and swing by Tiernanog for Southern Ale. Enjoy the country and rock tunes from 9 to 12 a.m. for free. Enjoy your Saturday and walk around Springer Market Square for the public market. There is fresh produce, vendors, crafted jewelry, and more. The market is for all ages and runs from 8:30 to 4 p.m. Celebrate summer at Fort Henry with the YGK Kite and Food Festival. Enjoy colorful kites and a beautiful view of the St. Lawrence River. There is fun, food, and festivities. The event runs from 12 to 8 p.m. and is for all ages. S5 Waves is presenting their 5th annual Awesome Ice Cream Social at Lake Ontario Park. There is treats, mimes, face painting, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m., the event is free and fun for all ages. On Sunday, July 14th, KPP Concerts presents Theo from Gob Acoustic Across Canada at the Broom Factory with guests Chris Royer, I Was a Teenage Frankenstein, and Dennis Clark. Tickets are $25 and the door is at 2 p.m. Come to the Waterside Patio and enjoy the folk, jazz, and classic rock with Head Over Heels at the Cove Inn. From 5 to 8 p.m., take in the summer weather and relax this Sunday. Admission is by donation. Shake up your Sunday with flamenco pop guitarist Mauricio Montesinos. Enjoy the patio at the Creekside Bar and Grill and listen to the tunes from 5 to 7 p.m. This event is free to attend. Why not spend the Sunday dinner with some soulful jazz? No hassle, just good jazz. Come to the Hotel Wolf Island for Standards at 7 for a dinner time set. From 4 to 7 p.m., admission is by donation. Grab your yoga mat and head down to Battery Park to start your week right with free yoga in the park. Relax and rejuvenate from 10 to 11 p.m. The yoga is for all ages and abilities. Have a few songs you want to try out? Head to the Buckle this Sunday for open mic. All amps are provided. All you need is your instrument and your lovely voice. The open mic runs from 7 to 10 p.m. and is free to attend. This concludes CFRC's weekly concert and events calendar. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What Will I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.